Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
Jesus entered Jordan's waters when his work had just begun. God the Father spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." Nephites gazing into
last week, we learned about the birth of the prophet whose special mission it was to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Can anyone remember who that was?
John the Baptist.
That's right, John the Baptist. The angel Gabriel even told Mary that Elizabeth was going to be John's mother. Mary and Elizabeth were relatives. Mary went to visit Elizabeth. The Holy Ghost told Elizabeth that Mary would be the mother of Jesus Christ. Mary and Elizabeth thanked God for blessing them. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. Then Mary went home to Nazareth. Elizabeth's son was born. Her friends and family were happy. They thought that the baby should have the same name as his father, Zacharias. But Elizabeth said that his name should be John. Everyone was surprised. The people asked Zacharias what the baby's name should be. Zacharias still could not talk, so he wrote, "His name is John." Then Zacharias was able to speak again. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He told the people that Jesus Christ would soon be born and that John would prepare the people for him. John grew up to be a great prophet. He taught people about Jesus Christ. In addition to John the Baptist, we talked last week about the man who was chosen by God to help raise and teach Jesus. Although Joseph was not Jesus' father, he was a good and kind man. He and Mary were to be married. When he learned that Mary was to have a baby, he did not know what to do. Because the baby was not his child, he thought he should not marry her. One night, an angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary's baby was the Son of God. The angel told Joseph to marry Mary and to name her baby Jesus. Jesus was to be the Savior of the world. Joseph obeyed the angel and married Mary.
When Joseph went to back and carried bread and goat
Today is a very special program because we are going to talk about one of the greatest stories in all of the scriptures. How many of you have had a really special day at one point in your life?
Me.
Who can think of the very happiest day of their entire life?
The day when first grade went to the zoo.
When I got baptized.
Who can think of one of the happiest, best days in the history of the entire world?
When I found out Mom was having a baby, when Jesus was born.
That's right, Jesus' birth. Can you imagine a day any more special than the day our Savior was born? As you listen to the beautiful music, think about the happiness that Jesus has brought you in your life.
Away in a manger, no crib for his bed, the little Lord Jesus.
Children at home, please turn to chapter 5, Jesus Christ is Born, on page 13 of your New Testament stories book. As we read this story and sing along to the songs, pay special attention to the way that you feel. If we listen closely, we can feel the influence of the Holy Ghost teaching us that Jesus really did live and that he loves us.
The Roman Emperor made a law that everyone must pay taxes. Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth. They had to go 65 miles or 105 kilometers to Bethlehem to pay their taxes.
It was not easy for Mary to travel to Bethlehem. Her baby would soon be born.
When Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, all the rooms were filled with people. Mary and Joseph had to stay in a stable. A stable is a place where animals are kept.
There the baby was born. Mary wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger. Joseph and Mary named the baby Jesus.
Fairest little Jesus child,
if you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about the birth of our Savior. Open your New Testament Stories book to Chapter 5, Jesus Christ is Born, to the top of page 15.
On the night Jesus was born, shepherds were taking care of their sheep in the fields near Bethlehem. An angel came to them. The shepherds were afraid.
The angel told them not to be afraid. He had wonderful news. The Savior Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. They would find him lying in a manger.
The shepherds went to Bethlehem where they saw the baby Jesus.
The shepherds were happy to see the Savior. They told other people about all they had heard and seen.
When asked to go to Bethlehem by the emperor, Mary and Joseph obeyed. Why is it important to obey the laws of the country that we live in?
First, it kind of keeps us safe, and second, it's a law, and you could get in trouble if you don't follow what they say.
Why was it so hard for Mary to travel to Bethlehem?
Because her baby would soon be born.
What does this show us about Mary's strength?
It shows us that she was a strong woman.
She had a lot of faith in Heavenly Father. And she knew that he would help her get to Jerusalem in time and stuff.
It shows that she's brave, that she's going to have a baby.
How did this help prepare her to be the mother of Jesus?
It helped build her faith in the Lord and Heavenly Father so that she would know that the Savior would be born safely and stuff like that.
When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, there was no room for them or for Jesus. What can we do to always make room for Jesus in our lives?
Read the scriptures.
Not have too many things planned so you don't have any time for scripture study and prayer.
Don't spend all your time doing not very good stuff like computer games or something like that. Just leave time to ponder and pray about the scriptures and stuff.
Jesus was the Savior of the world. Why do you think he was born in a lowly stable?
He was showing us that we don't have to be rich.
It was a humble place.
How do you think Mary and Joseph felt that night?
Happy.
Glad.
Proud.
How do you think you would have felt to be there that night to see Jesus?
Important.
I would be very happy because the Savior of the whole entire world was born.
I would also feel lucky to be there.
When the angels appeared to the shepherds, why do you think that they were afraid at first?
Because they haven't seen people from heaven.
They probably thought that they were in trouble for doing something, like a crime or something, and thought that the angel was coming down to punish them or something like that.
Because they've never seen anybody from heaven before.
Great. What made it so they were no longer afraid?
The angel told them not to be afraid.
The angel told them why he was actually there.
The shepherds decided to obey the angel, and they were able to see Jesus. What happens when we are obedient?
It makes Jesus happy.
Sometimes we get things in return of being obedient, like, say, something bad is going on. And your parents tell you to do something, if you do it, your reward might be your life or something like that.
What did the shepherds do after they saw Jesus?
They told everyone about him.
The shepherds were able to see Jesus that special night. Do you need to see Jesus to believe in him?
No.
Why not?
Because the Holy Ghost can tell you everything about him there is to know.
Your friends can tell you or other people that already learned about him.
We can read the scriptures and go to church to believe in him.
I know that if we open our hearts up to Jesus, he will come in. He will show us how much he loves us and we will never be alone. Children at home, during the beautiful music, turn to someone that is listening with you and share your feelings about Jesus. Children, how do you feel toward Jesus?
Happy.
I know that I love him and that he died for me and everybody else.
I love him.
I know that Jesus lives, children. I know that he loves us. I know that he was born just like all of you. He knows what it's like to go through the things that we go through in life, and he will help us every step of the way. Children at home, throughout the week, invite your parents or one of your primary leaders to share their testimony of Jesus with you. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people that we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 6, Presentation at the Temple, and Chapter 7, The Wise Men.
See you next week!